Right. So today, we're going deep on something I'm sure you've heard about: digital detox for teens.
Yeah.
Not just, what it is, but, do you need it
Right.
for you, for the teens in your life? We are diving into Chapter 7 of Werner Lee's Adolescent Anxiety, a Social Media Pandemic.
Okay.
We're going to give you all the key insights from this chapter.
So this chapter is interesting. Lee really ties digital detox to the anxieties teens are facing today. I mean, we're talking FOMO like you wouldn't believe.
Right.
The pressure to perform well in school, how that's tied to online performance,
Yeah.
and, the constant comparison game on social
So
media.
it's not just like take away the phone. It's like
Yeah.
understanding what's going on in their world.
Exactly.
That makes this whole refresh thing a lot more complex.
Yes, exactly. And that's where his take on the benefits gets interesting. He says, reducing stress isn't guaranteed. In fact, going cold turkey can actually increase anxiety for some teens.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting.
If they're suddenly cut off from their support network or coping mechanisms, you know?
That's true, like how they connect with their friends and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that. So instead of just yanking the tech away,
Right.
what does he suggest?
Well, he calls it strategic disengagement. He suggests maybe starting with like an hour or two each day of detox, small, manageable periods, focusing on times when tech use is most likely to like fuel anxiety. So, for example, putting the phones away during family meals or an hour before bed.
Dipping your toes in the water,
Exactly.
not diving in head first.
Yeah.
What about the other benefits that he mentions?
Sure.
Like, does he go into those as
Oh,
well?
yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So improved sleep. He talks about how the blue light from devices actually can suppress melatonin,
Right.
making it harder to fall asleep. And here's a fact. Even just having your phone in the bedroom, even if it's turned off, can lead to, he calls it sleep anxiety. That feeling of constantly being on call.
Wow. I am so guilty of that. My phone is always right there.
Right.
But I can see how that would make it hard to really relax.
Exactly. And Lee says this constant connection, it can actually hinder their ability to be present in the real world. He calls it being on a digital leash.
Oh, wow.
Always half present, one foot in each world, makes it harder to connect with people, have genuine interaction.
Hold it.
And that brings us to another benefit he highlights, boosting creativity. So when they're constantly bombarded with information and stimulation, it can stifle their imagination.
Okay, so stepping away gives their brain space to wander.
Exactly.
But wouldn't all that information make them more creative?
You'd think so, right? That's what's so interesting about his research, right? He cites studies showing that boredom, which every teen tries to avoid,
Of course.
can actually be a catalyst for creativity.
Right.
It forces them to come up with their own ways to entertain themselves, to use their imaginations.
So instead of giving them a tablet, we should let them be bored.
Exactly. It's about fostering that sense of wonder and exploration
Wow.
that gets lost sometimes.
So I'm starting to see why a digital detox might be good,
Yeah.
but completely unplugging, that still feels like a lot.
Sure.
So what are some, more realistic self-care practices
Yeah.
teens or even adults like me could try during a detox?
Physical exercise is always a good one, of course. It releases endorphins, reduces stress, improves sleep.
Yeah, I definitely feel better after a workout,
Yeah.
even if it's just like, oh, walk around the block.
Exactly.
But what about something a little more, I don't know, calming?
Well, he's a big advocate for mindfulness and relaxation techniques. He even includes a specific breathing exercise
Really?
in this chapter. He calls it box breathing.
Okay, well, now we're talking. Give me something I can use.
Right.
Tell me about this box breathing.
So imagine a box. Each side represents a step in the breathing process. You inhale for a count of four, hold your breath for four, exhale for four, and then hold your breath again for four. You repeat this cycle for a few minutes. It can really calm your nervous system.
Wow, that is fascinating.
Yeah.
I'm totally going to try that later.
Right.
What other self-care practices does he talk about?
Well, he emphasizes healthy eating, not just during a detox, but ongoing as a practice. He argues that teens who eat a balanced diet with plenty of fruits, vegetables, whole grains are better equipped to handle stress.
So it's like what you don't consume, like screen time,
Yeah.
but also what you do consume, like good food.
Exactly.
I like how he's thinking holistically here.
Exactly.
Taking it all into account. So what else?
He encourages exploring creative outlets.
Okay.
Like drawing, writing, playing music, even just doodling. He believes these activities can help them process their emotions.
I read a study that creative activities can lower cortisol levels.
Oh, interesting.
The stress hormone.
Yeah.
So it's not just about feeling good. It's like physiological.
Right. And speaking of feeling good, he also highlights connecting with nature.
Okay, yeah.
He actually quotes research that shows that spending time in green spaces can reduce stress.
Oh, I believe that.
Improve mood and boost cognitive function.
I always feel better when I'm outside. Like there's something about being out in nature.
Yeah.
It's so calming.
Yeah, it's fascinating, right? Mm. Even just a few minutes a day can have a positive impact.
Okay, so this is all really insightful. But what happens after the detox?
Yeah.
Like how do we help them keep a healthy balance with tech?
That's a great question. And that's where we'll pick up in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more from Lee's Adolescent Anxiety.
So we've talked about the benefits of a digital detox and some self-care practices to try, right?
Right.
But the real challenge is, you know, what happens after the detox?
Yeah.
How do you maintain that healthy relationship with technology?
Exactly. Because you can't just live in a bubble forever.
Right, right, right.
So what does Lee say?
Well, he makes this really interesting analogy. He compares it to learning how to drive.
Okay.
When you're first starting out, you need strict rules, lots of supervision.
Yeah.
But eventually you internalize those rules.
Right.
And you can drive safely on your own.
So we need to teach teens how to drive their tech.
Exactly.
I like that.
And that starts with a setting clear boundaries, right? Okay. Expectations. He talks about this idea of a family tech contract.
Oh, interesting.
Where everyone agrees on some ground rules.
So like no phones at dinner.
Exactly. Or limiting screen time before bed.
Yeah.
But he also emphasizes it's not just about restrictions.
Okay.
It's about empowering them to make conscious choices.
So being mindful of when and why they're using tech.
Exactly, yeah.
Not just how much.
He calls it intentional tech use.
Hmm. Intentional tech use.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. You know, asking yourself, what am I hoping to gain from this?
Right.
Am I connecting with friends?
Yeah.
Am I learning something? Or am I just zoning out?
Wow. That's a really good question. I should ask myself that more often.
Right.
But like, how do you actually help teens put that into practice?
Right.
It seems like a big leap, you know, going from just scrolling mindlessly.
Yeah.
To actually engaging intentionally.
Well, he says, start with small steps.
Right.
For example, instead of just passively scrolling through social media.
Yeah.
Encourage them to choose who they follow.
Okay.
What kind of content they want to see.
So kind of curating their digital environment.
Exactly.
More positive.
He also recommends setting time limits for certain apps.
Okay.
Being mindful of how they feel, you know, before, during, and after using them.
Almost like treating your tech use as an experiment.
Yeah, exactly.
Seeing how it affects them.
It's about helping them develop that self-awareness so they can make informed choices.
Right. Okay, so this is all good advice. But Lee also talks about self-care, right?
Yeah.
In a broader sense, like in the digital age. What does he mean by that?
Well, he argues that self-care is not just about, you know, taking a bubble bath,
right,
or going for a walk. It's about developing a set of skills,
okay,
practices that help us navigate the challenges of this hyper-connected world.
So building resilience, managing stress.
Exactly.
Taking care of your mental health.
And he emphasizes these skills are crucial for teens.
Yeah, I can see that.
Especially now when they're, you know, developing their sense of self.
It's a tough time to be a teenager.
It is. It really is. So, you know, what specific practices does he recommend?
Yeah.
Well, he reiterates, you know, physical activity, mindfulness, connecting with nature.
Sure.
But he also digs a little deeper into emotional regulation.
Okay.
So he gives this really helpful framework for understanding and managing emotions. He calls it the name it, tame it, reframe it method.
Name it, tame it, reframe it. Okay. I like that.
Right.
What did that involve?
So first you name it.
Okay.
Identify the emotion you're feeling.
So anger, sadness.
Yeah. Anxiety, frustration, whatever it is.
Okay.
Then you tame it.
How do you do that?
He suggests a variety of techniques.
Mm-hmm.
Deep breathing, journaling.
Okay.
Even just taking a few minutes to step away from the situation, you know, just calm down.
Yeah.
Find what works for you.
Take a break.
Okay.
And then reframe it.
Okay, the last step. This is about looking at the situation from a different perspective.
Okay.
You know, maybe there's something you can learn from this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's an opportunity to practice empathy.
So shifting your mindset
yeah.
from feeling overwhelmed to seeing it as an opportunity
exactly.
to grow.
And he argues this ability, this emotional regulation, it's crucial for navigating the digital world.
I can see that.
Right.
Where they're constantly being bombarded with stuff.
Exactly.
So it's like giving them the tools to stay grounded.
Exactly.
Amidst all the chaos.
And he emphasizes, you know, these self-care skills. They're not just for teens.
Right.
They're for all of us
yeah.
who are trying to, you know, thrive in this digital age.
This has been really eye-opening. Like, I'm seeing now that digital detox isn't just about taking a break.
Right.
It's about using that break to build healthy habits.
Exactly.
For the long term.
And that's what's so powerful about his approach. He's not offering a quick fix.
Right.
He's providing a framework
okay.
for understanding the challenges
yeah.
and equipping ourselves with the skills we need
to face those challenges.
Exactly.
So to wrap up this part of our deep dive.
Yes.
We've explored Lee's suggestions for maintaining a healthy tech balance after a detox.
Right.
You know, setting boundaries, practicing intentional tech use.
Sure.
Teaching teens to drive their tech.
Yeah.
And we've also talked about the broader significance of self-care in the digital age.
Right.
Especially the importance of emotional regulation and building resilience.
It's been a fascinating exploration
yeah.
of how we can use digital detox
mm-hmm.
as a way to create a healthier
yes.
and more fulfilling relationship with technology.
And now I have a final thought-provoking question for you.
Mm-hmm.
If digital detox is like, you know, hitting that reset button,
mm-hmm.
what are some smaller things we can do
right.
to keep our relationship with tech healthy?
Yeah.
Like regular maintenance,
yes.
like changing the oil in your car.
I love that analogy.
Not a whole engine overhaul,
yeah.
but, you know, keeping things running smoothly.
And it highlights that self-care isn't always these big things.
Right.
It's about those small, consistent practices.
So what are some of those digital oil changes
okay.
we could try?
Well, Lynn suggests starting each day with like a tech-free hour.
Yeah.
Use that time for, you know, reading, going for a walk, meditating.
I like that. Setting the tone for the day.
Right.
Before you even look at your phone.
Exactly. You're not starting your day by feeling reactive.
Okay. What else?
Well, he's also big on scheduling tech-free time throughout the day.
Okay.
Even if it's just 15, 20 minutes.
Take a break.
Yeah. Stretch. Somebody. Step outside. Talk to someone.
Just hit pause for a minute.
Exactly.
Get back to the present moment.
And those little breaks can actually make you more productive.
Really?
Yeah, and more creative.
Huh. I guess when you're always on, your brain doesn't get to rest.
Exactly.
So what else?
Another simple one is to have tech-free zones in your home.
Okay.
Maybe the dinner table is a no-phone zone.
Yeah.
Or your bedroom is a sanctuary from screens after a certain time.
I think having those designated spaces
yeah.
really helps. You know,
it does.
Sets clear boundaries.
It's a signal to your brain like, okay, we're shifting gears now.
Okay, this all seems a lot more manageable than a full detox.
Right.
It's less overwhelming.
And that's the point. He's not saying you have to give up technology completely.
Right.
It's about being more mindful.
More intentional.
Exactly.
So not demonizing tech, but making it work for you.
I love that.
Not against you.
And that's empowering, right?
Absolutely.
We get to choose how we interact with technology.
Yeah.
It doesn't control us.
So to sum up everything we've learned from Lee's adolescent anxiety,
mm-hmm.
we've looked at the benefits of digital detox.
Right.
For teens and for ourselves.
Yeah.
We've learned about some practical self-care practices to try.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about setting boundaries.
Yeah.
And using technology intentionally.
It's been a great deep dive into this complex topic.
As we wrap up, I want to leave you with a final thought.
Okay.
What one small step
yeah.
can you take today
mm-hmm.
to create a healthier, more balanced relationship with technology?
Mm.
Yeah. Maybe delete a social media app that's stressing you out.
Yeah.
Set some screen time limits.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just put your phone away during dinner.
Good one.
Whatever it is, remember, you have the power to choose. Choose what works for you. Until next time, keep diving deep. And remember, your well-being matters.